This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Juckies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. You can also listen to us via the Odyssey app. It's free. Download it. You can take us on the go. Listen to us whenever you may want to. Use the rewind feature. Download that Odyssey app if you haven't already. And of course, you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, May 12th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Good morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Happy Monday. Hello, everyone.
And Jason Bishop.
What's up?
The question of the weekend is, Jason, what happened Saturday night? Did you go with the family to the Italian restaurant in D.C.
or did
you bail? My guess is you caved and went to the restaurant
with
the family
100%
and didn't watch the Capitals.
He went out to dinner. And if you're going
to
miss a Caps game or miss most of it, that's probably the one that you want to sit out.
Well, I didn't miss the entire game. I missed the first period. And we were lucky that there was a restaurant / bar right next to our restaurant that had the games on. So we started eating around 6,
mm-hmm.
got to the other spot around 7, so watched the worst part of the game,
right.
The second and third periods.
The text pressure, because you were getting all kinds of texts, got to you.
It wasn't really – no, I just figured I was going to be able to watch part of the game. So if I missed the first period, oh well.
Right.
Whatever. I believe the first period of the other two games have been no score. I believe all three games.
I think you're right. I can double check that.
I think all three games have had no score in the first period.
Right.
Anyway, so did I cave? I mean, I guess a little bit, but.
Because it all started with you saying that you were going to have to bail, and then even Mooney pummeled you on the text.
Yeah. Well, the best part of the night was Mooney picked up the check.
Well, that always helps. That always softens the blow.
So that made it a little bit better.
But does that mean you have to pick it up the next time?
Nope. That's not the way I view it. That's not the way I view it. I picked up the bar tab. I mean, it wasn't as much as the dinner tab,
yeah.
But I picked up the bar tab.
Mm.
But he invited so it wasn't just his daughter. He invited his other two sons wanted to come too. So he had three kids. I only had one.
Well, he should pay that.
At the worst, we were splitting the check.
Yeah.
So it was
3 to 5.
Yeah. Right.
So, but he said, hey, you know what? Happy birthday. So he was like a belated birthday.
Oh, very good.
Hold up. If you split the check, you would have done a 3 to 5 bit. I've never done that.
I'm not.
You wouldn't split it 50-50?
Not when he's got three kids and I got one.
Okay. Hey, he's watching the bottom line, man.
Zippy chance.
I understand
that. And his kids order everything on the menu.
Oh, they do. They do like salad, appy,
multiple entrees. I mean, he's got two grown
desserts.
Boys. Did they do dessert?
A little gelato, something along those lines.
I can't remember if we did that.
Some tiramisu, maybe?
But, yeah, if it was I'm not doing 50-50. No chance.
Hey, look,
that doesn't make any
sense. You want to keep that money in house. I understand.
Yeah, but it was fine.
So what time
off
did you
the record?
Yeah,
I'll tell you what I thought about the restaurant.
Oh, that means you didn't like it.
Oh.
So
I just say off the record.
And off the air.
Because
review.
I can't say anything on the air.
No, okay.
Our bosses say don't talk about restaurants that don't advertise.
I'm jumping to conclusions. Maybe you actually really liked it.
Okay.
Maybe it was really good.
No.
That's your read?
Anyway, I wish
maybe.
Anyway, I wish that we had missed the entire Caps game.
Did you get home for the third period?
No, I watched the second and third period from the restaurant.
Oh, okay.
The restaurant right next to the restaurant.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't really a restaurant. It was a bar. But
look, the Caps had some opportunities early. They couldn't execute. Frederick Anderson was really good. Mm-hmm. Logan Thompson was not. And they got him to a hole, and they couldn't get themselves out.
Where's Ovi been in the series?
He's been MIA.
Yeah.
I saw a highlight package where he was just getting pummeled.
Yeah.
They look like they were targeting him with their physicality and their hits.
Ovi's looked like a 40-year-old.
I mean, he had an opportunity early where, two defensemen, overskated the puck, and he kind of whiffed on the shot. Then he had a second opportunity, couldn't get past Anderson. So, yeah, I mean, they need Ovi to come to play.
Well, they need a bunch of guys.
Sure.
I mean, they're just getting outplayed, and it's obviously must win.
Protas, I don't know if he even has an even strength shot opportunity so far in this series. McMichael was a bit of a disappointment in game three. We need those guys.
Was Protas' goal a power play goal? I thought he had an even strength goal. Maybe it was game one.
Not sure.
I remember coming down the right. He had that goal.
Yeah, what I thought was interesting is,
maybe it was just in that game he didn't have any strength one. Opportunity.
I just thought it was interesting, though, that, it just was kind of deflating the way it ended, but that Carberry was pretty resolute that he wasn't like he was livid afterwards. He was like, I feel like if we play like we did in the first 25, we don't really have to change anything. Just do what we did to start the game. We'll be all right.
Mm. Yeah, his exact quote, I don't think a lot has to change.
Yeah.
So I mean, they had opportunities. They just couldn't get them, especially in the first period where they could have easily scored two goals, and they couldn't put it past Anderson.
Sometimes games just do get away from you.
Yeah, I saw some sky is falling tweets, and maybe they'll be proven to be right. Some people tweeting, oh, this is going to be a gentleman sweep, 4-1. Look, the goal is split when you go on the road.
Right.
If they can split, they've got home ice back. So
look, if
Jason calls it a must win, it's not a must win.
If they go tonight,
don't you believe it's
a
must win?
Tonight and it's a dud.
Hold on, JP Flame. Do you believe if they're down 3-1, they're going to win three consecutive games against?
Probably
this team?
Not.
Yeah,
probably not.
I don't believe that.
I don't believe that for one.
That's
second.
Why tonight is biggest game of the year.
Yeah,
I mean, there have been a bunch of those. This is the latest in that group.
Yeah,
you can't go down in a 3-1 hole.
I just want to see that tracker. With wins to go down to single digits.
I would love to see that too. That'd be great. I'd love to go over there and beep, make it go down another tomorrow morning.
We're stuck on 11 wins to go.
I'd like to get that to be 10 tomorrow. This time tomorrow morning would be fantastic.
Game four tonight. You actually had to have a Mother's Day without a big sporting event to screw you over on Mother's Day.
Right.
Did you guys have a good Mother's Day?
We did, yes.
Yeah.
It was standard. Fun. Pretty low key.
Standard, chill. Eventually went to my brother's in Crofton, hung out.
Nice.
So, yeah.
We had a double whammy because we had First Communion followed by Mother's Day. But worked out.
Yeah, I took my mom. I saw you had the First Communion with Isabel. I took my mom to church in the Bethesda area, and oh, that was a circus. Because, I got her in a little chair because she can't walk that much. Just too much walking, with a walker. Mm-hmm. And then she didn't want to go in the handicap entrance because that's in the front of the church.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I got there 5 minutes late.
Mm.
I like to be the last one in church and then the first one out.
Okay.
So
it's like an old accounting principle, I think.
A little bit.
I don't know much about it.
A little bit.
I struggled with accounting.
We opened the door, and she was horrified.
I'd be first in, last out. I don't remember.
She was horrified that we were coming in the front entrance, and everybody's looking at us. So I had to close the door and then wheel her all the way around the other side of the church. And then we had to go up a million stairs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just was a circus, a total circus to get her in there. And I don't have patience. I'm like, come on, you gotta go faster. And it just, she's not, we're bickering with each other. It was just kind of a circus.
Lots of bickering. Yeah.
We did the First Communion. And then after they do the First Communion, all the kids that have their First Communion take pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a little lobby outside the church. And then there's more pictures. And I got to tell you, I didn't. My wife goes, can you get a picture with Isabella and the priest? And I didn't mind doing the the one priest who I didn't really know, but the one that I did the confession with face to face, because I haven't been to church since then.
That's probably standard.
I was like, I don't really want to go.
Yeah, I'm going to bypass.
He wasn't going to say anything, but I was like,
do you think he remembers you?
Probably not.
No,
but I was a little ashamed.
One thing I was, this was the first time at this church. I couldn't believe how packed it was. It was literally, I was like, is this Easter or something? Like, what am I missing?
Yeah, Easter's already come and gone.
I mean, I'm used to going to church. I mean, I grew up going to church, but I'm used to going to church usually.
Like a three-quarter full church.
Maybe half full or something.
Right.
This one was jammed, and it was a big church.
Our church is always jammed. Yeah. There's always people standing.
Jam.
Catholic church is generally more busy than, you know, some of the other churches where we'll have like four masses and they're all packed.
People excited about the Pope, the new Pope coming
Leo,
out.
Pope Leo got some love during the homily.
Sure he did.
Okay.
Good. I don't know. Whole next explanation. I mean, I'll be honest. When I go to church, the sermon, or in, for some reason in the Catholic church, they call it the homily. Mm-hmm. But the sermon, if I retain anything, it's a stunner.
Right.
I have a hard time locking in, but I try my best.
It's hard.
I try my best.
Well, sometimes, let's be honest, sometimes the priest, he'll go on for like 20 minutes during the sermon. Now, usually, I haven't been to church in a while, but I remember sometimes like,
oh, I think
come on, less is more. Make this 5 to 7 minutes tops.
Oh, no. I'm used to like 20-minuters, 20 to 30-minuters.
Yeah, I mean, that's you're losing your audience. Nah, I'm sorry.
20 to 30, that's aggressive.
It's usually 20.
That's aggressive.
I think it's usually 20.
I remember back in the day some good 10 to 15 minuters. We're after about 5 minutes, you're like, okay, where are we going
a
with 10 this?
10-minuter is great. If you could lock in on that, I'd buy it.
So behind the glass, Drabby's in Hilton Head.
Mm-hmm. He
left last Friday. So we got Chris sitting in for Drabby all week.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And
correct.
Mr. Matt Myers is back from his week.
He is, yes.
Hung out with 32 dudes.
Well, 31.
31 other ones. Yeah. That was the Gents Cup. Yeah. Which we won. Team E won. Make sure everyone knows that.
Very
team
good.
E.
Yeah, Team E and Team Null. It's for Eric.
Okay, good.
And then went to Hilton Head on Wednesday.
Yeah, he was crossing paths with...
Yeah, so I saw Drabby for a fleeting second on vacation. So
where did you actually see
Drabby? We went to Sandbar for lunch and then went over to the Tiki Hut.
That sounds like a place
grabbed a
you
drink
go.
Over at the Tiki Hut.
Very nice.
Yeah, hold on. Is the Tiki Hut the bar that's right on the beach?
Yes.
Yeah, I know. I love that place.
That place is legit.
I know. I love it. They got the sand volleyball courts right there.
Yeah. But you want to have Sunday Scaries? Sunday Scaries on steroids? It's coming back from vacation then having to come back on Monday.
Oh, that's the worst.
Always have to buffer in. You should always, I mean,
give yourself
always
a day.
Do this. Try to come back on Saturday. Then you've got your buffer Sunday Scaries day where you're not commuting or traveling or, God forbid, fighting I-95 traffic.
You want to know, Cakes, you'll appreciate this
because right.
I think they do the same at Kiowa.
Yeah.
Jason, you'll appreciate this because I think you've been to Hilton Head, right?
Oh, yeah, many times.
But Hilton Head is a huge, huge bike island.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you ride your bike everywhere. Mm-hmm. You can take it to dinner, ride it on the beach.
You're like
all
Greg
over.
LeMond.
Oh, I mean, so many bike paths. Everyone's riding their bike.
Sure.
So I'm riding my bike for 3 days straight.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed in the shower last night that my scrotum is entirely purple.
You're chafing? You didn't realize
No,
it?
It's not chafing. It's from the bounce. It's from the bouncing on the bike. So I was bruised.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
He's got a bruised Bozak.
It is. It looks like a plum.
Lamar Jackson would be proud of you for the purple. Rocking the purple.
I'm dead serious. It's Barney purple.
So is it from like standing up and pedaling?
No, it's from sitting on the seat and you go over some bumps, or you go on the beach and it's kind of
bumpy.
Yeah,
not an even surface.
So how many colors do you have down there with the vitiligo and the purple now?
There's three total colors.
Wow. It's like a Picasso.
Two different shades of purple. Some white. Looks like camo pants.
Yeah. Wow. You have Zubaz on your groin.
Zuba Bozak.
Well, hopefully it heals.
Yeah,
I'm monitoring very closely.
Yeah.
What did Drabby have to drink? I never see him have a drink.
It's one of those frozen like Miami Vices where I think it's like a half daiquiri, half
sounds amazing.
Half pina colada.
I want one right now.
Yeah, nice and frozen.
Perfect.
I've never seen a paler guy at the beach, though.
And drabby.
Yeah. Guy's skin's allergic to the sun.
Does he not do stuff in the sun generally?
Plays I don't tennis.
Know. Huh? Yeah, he plays tennis. That's one thing. Yeah. But you're out there for an hour.
I think day one. I mean, he might get some sun. Yeah. Over the course of his vacation.
I think Drab tries to avoid anything. He takes his shirt off.
Okay, it's understandable.
Valdez definitely got some sun. You can definitely see some color on his face. I mean, he was in South Carolina.
I embraced the rays.
Yep.
So did you actually have a rough night sleeping or no? It was fine.
I pilled up like around 7:30. Oh,
nice. So what does that mean?
It's just melatonin. It's an Advil PM.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh, melatonin and Advil
PM?
Oh, yeah. You probably slept pretty good.
I took my melatonin and I was like, I should throw some Benadryl on top of these last night, and I didn't.
Mistake.
Still slept okay. Yeah. If the Caps have another just horrendous performance tonight, it'll be two Benadryl before I go to sleep. Yeah. It's a lock.
Speaking of the Caps, our Caps Talk always brought to you by Ace Computers. Ace Computers proudly recommends Windows 11 Pro for the U.S. military. Made in America. Check out acecomputers.com now. A little bit later in the show, Daryl Ryder is going to join us. He's a radio host for 92.3 in Cleveland. We'll talk about Shedeur Sanders playing in his rookie mini camp and how he looked. Of course, you can always get in touch with us at 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
Welcome back. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Huck Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Stay tuned for your chance to win Metallica tickets. We have more tickets to go see Metallica Northwest Stadium. That's coming up May 28th. So that's just a couple weeks away.
It's soon. So soon.
Listen for your chance to win right around 8:45.
Very good.
So listen for your chance to win those Metallica tickets.
Mm-hmm.
We opened up talking a little Caps. So why don't we open up the Junkie Sports page, get into the NBA playoffs, some Nationals. Not a great weekend for them.
No. It's
terrible.
Not a great weekend.
They've scored 10 runs in their five-game losing streak. Total.
Mm-hmm. We'll get to that in a second. Cruz didn't have a nice catch, though. But
yeah, but he's
a homer too.
I think he's hitting about 182.
Yeah, I think he's at 182.
If you have to spotlight a nice catch, it's been a bad weekend, a bad recent run for the Nats.
Yeah.
Mackenzie Gore shelled. It wasn't a good weekend. Cardinals are hot. They've won 8 straight. Now the Cardinals will play Philly in Philly starting tonight, I believe. So that win streak's going to end at some point pretty quickly. But so the Nats lose 6-1. And if you kind of look at their last five games.
I remember when they were 17-19.
They were 17-19. They had just beat the Guardians 10-9. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And they lost 9-1 to Cleveland and then 8-6 to Cleveland. And then they get beat 10-zippy, 4-2, and 6-1 by St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. Kind of feel like where they are is what I expected, though.
I guess.
Yeah, probably.
But I'd hoped when they got to 17-19, maybe they'll be able to,
Now
around 500.
Now 17-24. Poopy.
Yeah.
Let's see. McKenzie gave up 4 runs and 6 2/3, walked 3. He did strike out 7, but gave up a couple bombs. And like you were mentioning, Dylan Cruz, he went 0-3. He's hitting 182. But, nobody did anything.
Did he hit a home run the night before?
Yeah, the night before he did.
He's up to 5. That's great, but at least he got that.
Abrams had three hits yesterday. He was the only guy who did anything. But not good. And then so now the Nationals will play. It doesn't get much easier. They're going to go down to Atlanta tonight.
Although the Braves are sub 500.
Yeah, but they're still the Braves. I mean, they're still better than Washington. Sub 500, yeah. They've got some injuries, and they started off the season 0-7. But I don't like Washington's chances to win the series. So anyway, bad weekend for the Nats. You know what? Horrible weekend for the Rockies, although they did win yesterday.
They fired their manager.
They fired Bud Black. Bud Black's been there, I think this is year 9.
Mm.
But they had just gotten beat 21-0 by the Pods on Saturday.
21-0?
In Coors. All right, so that was loss number, I believe, 8 straight. Until yesterday. They did win yesterday 9-3, but they fired Black after the 21-0 loss. So they lost 21-0. The year, game before that, 13-9. Game before that, they lost a doubleheader to Detroit, 11-1 and 10-2.
Man, Bud Black's been at the helm for a lot of L's in his career. He's 11-93 and 14-03.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't blame the guy. His team sucks. I blame the GM. Why does the GM still have a job?
I don't know.
His name's Bill Schmidt. He sucks. He's terrible at what he does. They got no talent. So they get rid of Bud Black.
Yeah.
Didn't the Pirates fire their manager too?
Yeah. That's what happens when you're just, you know, you're last in the division.
They don't mess around in baseball.
Yeah, they don't can you with the quickness.
But, I mean, at some point you look at the roster and go, all right, well, they can't compete with the Cubs. The Rockies can't compete with the Dodgers or the Pods or the D-backs. You know, you can't compete with these teams.
Yeah, but when you're 7-33, you feel like you got to do something.
I understand why they do it, but the GM is the one that needs to go.
I'm sure
he's the one that drafts all the players, that signs. Now, ownership technically is to blame because they don't spend the money. But the GM is the one that's supposed to be acquiring talent.
They're run it's not differential. Bud
Black. It's not Bud Black. Yeah, it's minus 128.
128.
That's embarrassing.
By comparison, the Nationals, who are a sub 500 team at 17-24, minus 54. They're more than double.
Mm-hmm. So, not a good
weekend. They don't just lose. They get killed.
Yeah, exactly. All right. How do you guys really feel about tonight's game against Carolina? Honestly.
They need to win the game.
How do I feel?
What are your expectations?
50-50.
Mine aren't.
I'm kind of terrified that they're going to get.
Mine are like 28.
They're going to get in a 3-1 hole, and it's going to be unrecoverable.
Yeah. I know how Bickle feels.
But I know that the Caps record after losses, I don't have the exact number, but it's pretty damn good. Just quote me as pretty damn good. They respond well after they lose games.
Okay.
So I'm just hanging my hat on that.
You know what's crazy is, and I was kind of floored by this number when I saw it on Saturday before the game. The Carolina Hurricanes on the money line.
Mm-hmm.
Were minus 245 on Saturday.
Wow.
Think about that.
That's
almost 3-1.
Heavy fave.
Or 1-3 faves. If you wanted to play Carolina, you got to lay almost 300 to win 100. Mm-hmm. Tonight, they're minus 240.
So basically the same.
Basically the same
number.
Yeah. You're not seeing that number in any of the other series.
Don't they look faster?
Much faster.
They just look so much faster.
And you know what they are?
It's a bad matchup.
I think they're much better passers.
And their style of play is much more entertaining, like just launching pucks from wherever.
That's what they do, man.
But we talked about this last week, Valdez.
Yeah,
the Caps used to play that type of style.
Cakes is going to get pissed.
No, I'm fine.
When they weren't winning Stanley Cups, the Caps used to win the President's Cup. They would be the fastest team,
President's Trophy. And nobody cares about it.
Except, I know.
Except what? There's one person that cares about the President's Trophy, and it drives me crazy when he brings it up. My brother, he loves the President's Trophy. My brother Mark wants the Caps to win the President's Trophy, and every time he brings it up, I respond back to him. It doesn't matter.
Right.
One iota. But he's into like international soccer,
yeah,
where like regular season like accomplishments really matter, mm-hmm, and they hold them in high regard. You could line up 1,000 President's Trophies, and I would throw them all straight into the ocean. I don't care about them one bit. We'll always argue about it.
I don't know, they just look like they're stuck in the mud.
Part of me wants to, because the value is so good, makes me want to bet the Caps, but I just can't. I can't do that.
No.
I can't put that, whatever that is, out into the
universe.
I was
live betting Carolina four or five times.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't making a lot of money.
Right.
Because the live betting numbers were just outrageous.
I'm sure they're insane. You're just making
at one point, I
little
bet,
wins here and there.
At one point, I bet $59 to win 10.
It sounds
when
like...
When they were up 2-0, they were minus 590.
Right.
I'm no hockey aficionado, but it... Just it looks like, because everyone says Carolina's prone to making these kind of mistakes,
yeah,
where they either turn the puck over or they try to counter and they shouldn't try and counter. It's almost like Carberry told the team, all right, wait for the mistake and we're going to pounce on it. They really haven't made that many.
Right.
I'm fixated on Ovi.
Yeah.
That, look, you can go games without scoring, but he's been pretty quiet overall in the postseason.
No, he was good in the Montreal series.
He had four
goals in five games.
Yeah. He's been much better. Yes,
he's been whisper quiet in this series.
Well, this series,
this is the time for him to wake up tonight.
Only Tom's the one who's up.
I was going to say in game two, which is a must win.
Yeah,
it took all of their might, and if it weren't for I know that you know the goalie played
LT
great.
Was a good. He was really
he played
good.
Great, yeah. But. If it weren't for Tom Wilson, they had no shot. It took a Herculean effort from Wilson, and I question, are they going to be able to get that kind of effort? And they need more from other guys every game consistently, and it's just hard to do that.
I mean, they need it from 20 guys, not one.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But if you look at it this way, look, game one, they lost in overtime, had a lead, 2-1.
Dominated
They
in
win
the game,
game two. Mm-hmm. Now they lose 4-0. That's pretty bad. But if you bounce back, he got home ice.
I mean, Carberry touched on. He said if they converted on one or two of those early first period game four opportunities,
could
have been a different game. I think they had 8 high danger chances in the first period alone in the most recent game. Didn't capitalize on a single one of them. So if you bring that same sort of pressure tonight and you get a few of those, they could tie the series. They could easily tie it and bring it back here
of course
to Washington 2-2.
Of course they can win, but when you get shellacked like that,
I know it's
hard to envision it.
But I felt
the same way after game one. Because I felt like, all right, even though the score didn't depict it, but they got shellacked statistically.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel like they were going to come back and win.
We need game two caps.
Caps only had two guys,
game,
in my opinion, that really
Willie.
Balled out.
Need game two Willie.
I mean, whatever they did pregame, they need game two caps.
Yeah.
They had much more juice.
Right.
I know he wasn't scoring, but I think they bring Ryan Leonard back. Because when he's on the ice, he's fast. He gets hits.
He's big. Yeah, I don't know.
Interesting to see if they
maybe
do.
They sit Radish, but I don't know.
It's a minor tweak.
But now Carberry likes to jiggle and juggle the lineups. So maybe he will. Maybe he'll give Leonard his sweater back.
Even though he said that he doesn't think they need to make any changes.
I said maybe. I didn't say he's going to. I'm just saying maybe. I'm sure he'll consider it. He'll consider whatever he has to draw this series even.
I was just going to say, isn't it true that the NBA lottery coincides with it, the start of it?
Yes.
7 p.m.
7 o'clock.
That's a big one.
So you're going to have split screen.
It's a massive night in D.C. sports.
I guess we weren't invited to sit there at the table to represent the Wizards.
No, I would turn down. I would say, thank you for the invite. I can't.
We've said.
Where is the lottery being held? Is it Cleveland?
It's in New Jersey, I think.
Oh, is it?
But,
okay.
I mean, it could be in a different spot.
We've pointed out that all season that they have a 14% chance to land the one pick, i.e. Cooper Flagg, which means obviously 86% chance to not. The thing that's disheartening is JP and Cake saw a stat that the most likely scenario statistically for the Wizards is to land in fifth.
Chicago.
Yeah, I thought
to land
it was
Midwest. In fifth.
Chicago, well, Illinois.
What a dud.
Fifth pick?
Yeah.
I mean, if you lose 60 games to pick fifth,
They could pick sixth.
They could pick sixth.
I'm gonna wager they're better than five.
I hope so, but they kind of need to be one.
Anybody?
So I'd take the field, sure. $2 bet.
$2 bet. Valdez put it in there.
I got 1 through 4.
They're gonna have.
You have 5 or 6, I guess.
No, I have.
No, I'm saying better than five.
Oh, yeah. He's trying to get your side.
Yeah, you have to take five.
It's not working.
Are you on?
No, because I tend to be an optimist.
They're gonna get picked 1 through 4. I don't know which one.
Well, if they get one, drop to five. It's literally well,
that just means he guaranteed us five or six by putting this nonsensory out into the
So that's the tonight, and then, of course, Caps Kings.
Ooh, there's some, still time for me to run tankathon.com. Let's see what the latest. Let's run a sim lottery. Oh, Charlotte wins. We get the fifth pick. Let me do it a second time. Let's see. Oh, Dallas. Dallas had a 1.8% chance of getting the number one pick. They jumped to number one. We get boned. Sixth place. Let me do one more just for prosperity's sake. Charlotte again. Washington fifth. And now I'm on Team EB. We're doomed.
We're doomed.
We're doomed to the fifth or sixth pick.
Look up. Well, every time you run that, there's an 86% chance you're not going to see number one.
Look, just ran it again. Charlotte wins.
Right. You got 86% chance of seeing
run it 100 times and Washington will come up.
Ran it the fifth time. Washington gets it.
There you go. It'll happen 14 times out of 100.
Roughly.
Just welcome to Jeremiah Fears, Ace Bailey, or Trey Johnson.
I was just reading about Jeremiah Fears.
I will be a if one of these teams, like if Atlanta jumps in, they have a 0.7% chance. Mm-hmm. If Brooklyn gets the top pick, they have a 9% chance. Like Portland, 3.7. Dallas at 1.8. If one of those teams jumps in, I'm going to be royally upset.
What if Utah wins it? I saw that Utah's never had the number one pick.
I'm fine with them winning because they have a 14% chance.
I'll feel like it's rigged if they want a white boy to go over to Utah.
That's fine. Whatever.
I'll feel like it's rigged. No,
if it's one of the teams that actually has a 14% chance of winning, the highest percentage chance, I got no problem with it. But if the dumb Spurs all of a sudden jump up and get the number one pick, I'm not going to be happy.
If the Spurs get it again.
I mean, they have a 6% chance.
Yeah, I would say it's probably fixed, but who knows. But anyway, so you've got the Caps tonight, 7, obviously the NBA Draft Lottery. Also tonight, Golden Knights are at Edmonton. That's game 4. Edmonton leads that 2-1. Last night in the playoffs, the Stars beat the Jets 5-2, so they're up 2-1. And the Panthers have come back to tie the Maple Leafs. They've won both in Florida. They won game 3, 5-4 in OT. They won last night 2-0.
Vegas, by the way, won with 0.4 seconds left on the clock.
I saw that.
To get that third game in that series.
Yeah, it was crazy. One quick, we'll talk NBA a little bit later, but one quick NFL note. Derek Carr has decided the shoulder's too bad. He's going to announce his retirement. And
Really? He's all done.
Derek Carr, he's done.
Wow. Didn't see that.
So now the question is, what does New Orleans do? Of course, they drafted Tyler Shupp in the second round out of Texas Tech.
So did this guy in his rookie latest rookie draft. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's not going to like turn out well for me because they're probably going to sign like Aaron Rodgers and let
maybe they sign
Tyler Shupp
or maybe they
sit.
Make a trade for Cousins, who knows. But
yeah.
Or maybe they just go, "All right, he's our future. We draft in the second round. Go for it."
Hey, our guy first round mock loves Spencer Rattler.
He does love him.
Right.
He's like still him. There?
Yes.
Still there. Still there. That quarterback room. That quarterback room right now is Tyler Shupp, Spencer Rattler, and a guy named Jake Haener.
Yep. Hey, Spencer Rattler almost beat Washington.
It was pretty close.
Because Haener played the first half, and he was heinous. Mm-hmm. I think he only completed 40% of his passes, was picked off.
Yep.
Rattler rallied the troops, and then it went down to the two-point conversion at the end.
Hey, but you know what? You know what they don't have in the NFL standings? Almost, JP.
I'm just saying.
They don't have them.
Rattler might not be horrendous.
Yeah, he might be, though.
But that was a surprise that Derek Carr is retiring. All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in throughout the show, you can always hit us up at 800-636-106.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
the obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
6-7. So I got a dad on my soccer team that I coach who recently took his family to Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I sent him a text like, how was Disney? And he was like, he has four kids. All right. He's got four kids.
I know what it is. One thing it is, expensive.
And he said, he said something like, it was fine, but I've ruined my life savings.
Oh, yeah.
There's a story that went viral about a Florida man who just took his family of five to Disney for one day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most people here, when they go to Disney, they'll go for 4 or 5 days, yeah, maybe a week, stay in different parks. But he did a day pass.
Okay.
Okay. Now, in Florida, if you go to Disney for a day and you're a Florida resident, you get a discount. So for tickets, 5 tickets to get into Disney, I assume he just went to the main.
So he goes to the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, he went to the main area, which is Magic Kingdom. His ticket price was $971.
Mm. So that's with the Florida discount. It's still almost $200 a head?
Yes.
Okay, that seems insane. Okay.
They say now single day tickets range from $119 to $199.
Right.
He opted not to get the Lightning Pass.
Right.
That would have cost him another $400, which helps you get to the front of the line.
Have fun waiting in lines all day.
All right. So he gets food.
Yeah.
And his total ticket price at the end of the day is basically $1,400.
Right.
Oh, my God.
For one day.
And it would have been it would have been over 18 if he had got the Lightning Pass.
Yes. And then he just, you know, he just said, it's just not worth it.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, I've not taken Isabella to Disney World. Mm-hmm. Like, that's usually a rite of passage. You take your kids to Disney World at some point.
Yeah.
I remember taking Kelsey years and years ago, and we did the princess breakfast, and we did all that stuff that you guys have done with your kids, too.
You do it with your first kids, and then you learn you don't have to go back.
I kind of feel bad, though. She's not into princesses.
Good for her.
But, and we've been to Universal when we went to visit Kelsey in L.A.
I might argue that you've already done enough. Like, Universal's close enough to Disney.
And Universal,
by the way, it's just as expensive, because I've been to both places.
But Universal,
just as expensive.
It didn't even feel to me. Yeah. Universal didn't feel much different than Hershey Park or King's Dominion.
Right.
Disney World's different. It definitely has a different vibe. Is it worth it? I wonder, has anybody been to Disney World recently? You can call us at 800-636-1067.
Yeah.
That would say it's worth it. Your wife loves Disney, right?
Sure, but I mean,
you name your dogs after Disney characters.
Yeah, we have done that. We've pretty much been exclusively doing that for the last, I think, 20 years or so.
I feel like you had a trip recently when your kids were adults.
Yeah, I went to Disney with two of my kids, I want to say about 4 years ago. I mean, they're definitely like
teens or early 20s.
They're definitely high schoolers and or in college at that point.
I loathe Disney. Why? I feel like it's a psyop. How did we grow up in a world where we've been hypnotized into thinking we must take our children to Disney? If you think about it, there might not be anything that is as universal as everyone thinks. At least at some point, you have to take your kids
to
Disney.
It's a slice of Americana,
EB. It's like a ritual that everyone has to check that box.
Well, it's the same.
And let me tell you, it's a joke. It's too expensive. You don't need to. Pain in the ass.
It's the same with Augusta. You play golf seriously, you got to go visit or win the lottery to go get your ticket to do a practice round at Augusta.
If you go to
Disney. Same kind of scenario.
If you go to Disney for 4 or 5 days. With the family, it's $10,000.
Oh, easily, easily.
I mean, I don't know. I did it one time.
Unless
you have
like a credit card that gives you points,
right.
That's the only way to mitigate it and minimize.
What else is there? Okay, so Valdez says if you're a golfer, it's Augusta, but this is not specific. This is just if you're a parent.
Yeah,
if you're a parent, you feel like you have to take your child to Disney. Is there anything else that's comparable? Is it parent?
I don't know. I mean, Disney, look, maybe like taking your kids to McDonald's on a much lower level because
how's that compare?
Well, just that
McDonald's is just a convenience
McDonald's
thing.
McDonald's brainwashes you with the Happy Meals and you become like a lifer, right? And Disney has a channel and all the shows. Like Jason's daughters, when they were growing up, my daughter, when she's growing up, they're watching Disney shows.
Yeah, you're almost conditioned because you're watching all the movies and everything.
Yeah, and so, like so then
that's an op.
So then you feel like you, I mean, Walt Disney was a genius, EB. That's the bottom line.
I just think it's a scam. Your child is not going to be any less having never gone to Disney.
Do they call it the happiest place on earth?
Yes.
Is that Disney?
Yeah. Correct.
Not for the dads.
Pretty sure my youngest hasn't been to Disney. She's a great kid.
She's going to be fine.
She's going to be fine.
Okay. I mean, I know, but she grew up watching Disney movies, right? Watching Little Mermaid.
Of course.
But I don't know.
But how stressful.
Remember, she's my daughter. I don't know.
Think about how stressful that is for the fathers. Or, you know, the parents in general.
But just spend all that money?
Yeah, they're just thinking about how much money they're spending.
Right, miserable.
Well, if you can't afford it, you shouldn't go.
I know.
All right, let's go to the phones.
But a lot of families don't think that way.
800-636-1067. You know, my daughter's in second grade. She's got a lot of friends who are at that age where they're going. But this dad painted this picture of like, yeah, it was great, except for what I spent.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the common lament. And then you see this story about this dad who's bringing his kids on a day pass with a discount in Florida. He spent $1,400 without the lightning pass. And everybody says that you have to get that pass or you're just going to be in lines for hours.
All right, let's go to Kevin in Lanham. Kevin, what's up?
What's going on, Junks? How y'all doing this morning,
what's
fellas?
What's up, Kevin?
Doing great.
Been there, done that, man. It's one of those once in a lifetime things you got to spend the money on, you know. Especially you only have one child, JP. So
no, I have three.
He's got three. He's got one young one.
Isabel. Yeah, exactly. So I had two. I took them in 2016. I actually got a package from Costco that paid for all four parks. It's called a Hopper Pass, and you get the hotel. But it was a little bit of money for that one. But yeah, definitely get that lightning pass or you're going to be screwed, man. That and then everywhere you go, you have to pay for parking, even at the hotels. So they have shuttle buses from the hotels to each park. But the Hopper Pass will help you out, save some money. But it is something worth it for a once-in-a-lifetime thing for the kids. I was, like I said, 2016, that was it for me.
Yep, one and done.
Hey, you did it.
Yep.
All right, thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. No worries.
You just feel like as a parent, it's a box you have to check off.
Yep.
And you get the picture, you know, in front of the castle and all that stuff. And I did it, but it was hell. I would never do it again. Meanwhile, I have a sister-in-law. They go to Disney all the time.
Yep.
Some people whole house has Disney stuff. Everything's Disney. Every gift is a Disney gift.
I think my cousin's wedding was kind of Disney themed, if I recall. I mean, I got married like 25, 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they would go on Disney cruises.
I guess if it's your Augusta, I guess.
All right, who's up?
Let's go. Yeah,
everyone would make fun of us for getting all giddy to go to a place with green grass and a pro shop and eat a pimento cheese sandwich. It's the same thing.
Well, here there are rides. I mean, I enjoy a good ride.
Well, I mean, it's walking up 18 would be the same as Space Mountain,
I guess.
Oh, Space Mountain, vastly overrated. Not a fan. Too scary. Too dark.
Let's go to John. John, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Morning, fellas.
Hey, how are you, bud?
We were down there three weeks ago for spring break. And took three of the older kids. The baby stayed back.
Sorry to hear that.
And oh, well, yeah, it is. Okay, yep.
So, I mean, did you enjoy it?
We went down years ago when the three older kids were younger.
Yeah.
That was all covered by the mother-in-law. It was awesome. I'll never go down for a week again. I'll fly down. I told my wife I'll fly down on a Wednesday. I'll do parks Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and I'm back to reality on Sunday. But a couple weeks ago, we went down Island of Adventures. It was $800 for four of us. Parking. And then the worst part was, like, lunch. I found this like pizza spot. I didn't have my readers. There's no menu. You can't use cash or credit card. Yeah. You have to like hit a QR code.
Yeah.
Then you have to order the $55 pizza on your phone and the drink.
How much was lunch then
that was
for everybody?
That was a little bit of a show.
Yeah.
And then I felt like I was in the movie Jurassic Park and then sprinkling like Harry Potter. And these Harry Potter freaks. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Wizard wands. They're everywhere.
Yeah, oh, they are everywhere.
Is that right?
It's true, yeah.
It was absurd. But I'm looking back on it, and I'm a degenerate golfer.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I've never been to Augusta, but I don't know, dude. Years ago, I went down and played the Kiowa course, the ocean course, yeah, for a wedding. That was like $280 to walk it. That was awesome experience. So I look back on it with the kids, and I'm like, it's all about the kids.
Mm. Well, you're a better person than me.
How much cash did you drop?
Yeah, total.
There's no cash in the park.
How much money did you spend?
How much money did you spend on the trip?
Literal. For the tickets, parking was $35. The pizza was like $65. Then they wanted to buy T-shirts. I was like, absolutely not. I did buy them waters on the way out. The water, a bottle of water was only $9.
I mean, you get two cases.
He's not going to be tough.
He's not tough. He's not tough.
I mean, I think that your average family, I'm just, this is my guess from what I've heard, is if you go down there for 5 days, family of four, let's say, you're going to probably spend $8,000 to $10,000.
Easy.
Well, okay, you including can your hotel and everything. Hotel and food.
Flights.
Yeah.
If you want to chime in, phone lines, a lot of people want to weigh in. 800-636-1067. This guy, who is a Florida resident, got viral on TikTok because he said he spent $1,400 in one day at Disney, and he didn't even get the lightning passes. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.